see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Armies in the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Yes, sir. And we're back again on this Monday evening. My name is Thomas Campbell. I'm the host of this Bible study for tonight, and we're going to talk about a multitude of issues this evening. Of the supernatural. That's what's ruling this planet, is the supernatural. We're caught in the middle of a big battle. I don't think people realize that. It's not being taught in the churches, very few churches at all. That's why they're failing. Some of them are misteaching, not teaching the right methods of warfare. It's spiritual warfare what's going on today. Except the people in the churches don't know that. Satan goes around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Okay, stop, preacher, stop. Now, what does that mean exactly? If he's rolling around, what have I got in my arsenal to defeat him? Tell me, Naomi. Tell me. They're not doing that. It should be done in all the churches, not just certain lectures or certain revivals. It should be taught on a regular basis. Why isn't it? You see, that's a question that stands out. Why aren't they teaching the way to defeat this enemy that's tearing us all up? Well, Jesus Christ defeated them at the cross. That's your main weapon against the demons. But that's secondary. Primary is salvation, becoming born again. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. And tonight, I'm going to talk a little bit about everything. I want to talk about the setup that they're achieving, getting us prepared for extraterrestrials. There are no extraterrestrials. There are no extraterrestrial demons, beings out there. They are demons. Do they exist? Oh, yeah. Are they extraterrestrial aliens from another planet? No. They're supernatural beings. We'll get to that here shortly. I'm anxious to get started because, well, I should be. I'm on a broadcast. But sometimes you're like, oh, well, today, we got this, that, and the other. Let's talk about parts of the Bible, Samson, Delilah, whatever. But family, right now, we're at a war mode. We're at war right now. And that's what needs to be taught, is how to defeat this enemy. And about the salvation of your soul. That's the number one issue today. Or rather, it should be. Because we see the size of the times increasing like never before. Those who say, well, they've always said they're going to be, don't know the actual signs of the times. Like the Jews back in the day when Jesus was coming into Jerusalem had heard rumors of how he did miracles and so forth and come into Jerusalem on a donkey, or somebody should have said something. Look, he says he'll come in on a donkey. Other prophecies, the 300 prophecies, if they'd have read the Bible, their scriptures, not necessarily the Bible, but their scriptures, their scrolls. If the synagogues had done their job, people had already said, he is the Christ. He is the Messiah. Look. Look at what he's done. Look where he's coming. Look where he's going. But they were blinded, as they are today. But the word is getting out in certain places. Outpouring of the Holy Spirit is yet to happen. Antichrist is yet to show. Falling away is yet to happen. We can see it very close. And this extraterrestrial issue is going to be very significant as they play it up. Lord, we come together tonight in prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus. Lord, in this Bible study, Lord, we lift up to you our worship, study. Father, we call upon you to touch us with your Holy Spirit. Father, to give us wisdom and give us discernment from up high that, Father, we can see through the deception. And Lord, when you teach us inside to be able to teach others, Lord, we pray for our families. We pray today for that family that lost their 7 children in New York. And Father, pray for their comfort. We pray for Father, this tragedy in their homes would bring them closer to you and to glorify you, Lord, and to give their hearts rest, to guide them, Lord, in the truth. We pray for the families and that scuffle that fell today, killed 3. Lord, there's so many things going on today that, Father, the Holy Spirit would be there to guide people along, to give them comfort in the times of tragedy. To use these tragedies that will bring people together. Father, we pray for our veterans, our children that are being inundated with these vaccines and these psychotropic drugs, Lord, that's being used. Father, we pray away and pray against these suicides that are taking place today in such massive numbers, especially in the veterans. The Father, we know it's drug-induced, it's being orchestrated. And Lord, we pray the protection of Jesus Christ to keep the demons away. Father, give us wisdom, discernment to see the times as they're approaching. And Father, we'll be prepared in that day when it comes. These things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, there's some crazy things going on today. Yeah, of course, that's an understatement, but I guess I'm focusing on one or two particular issues. One kind of crossed my mind tonight, particularly this one. Wow. The Pope, I'm drawing it up right now. I don't know what people's thinking. San Gennaro's blood relic miraculously liquefies in the presence of Pope Francis in Naples. They bring over this doodad thing, this blood relic of San Gennaro, patron saint of Naples, and it miraculously liquefied in the presence of Pope Francis. And the miracle occurred in 1848 when Karl Marx wrote the Communist Manifesto. And his blood is half liquefied, means it's half a miracle. Oh my gosh. What's going on today, family? I mean, don't people see how crazy this is? To worship the dead is against the Bible. That's just a start. I'm not going to talk any more about it. It defines itself. We're heading to the falling away on the fast track. And we see it every day, more and more. Ceremonies like this, goodness gracious. One of the things coming up in May is called the Wesak Festival. Wesak them. Nobody's talking about it, really. They look at it like, oh, just another New Age get-together. A Woodstock, I call it, on steroids. Well, no, it's not that at all. It is a lot more. That's why they downplay it. And they have, like, seance tables, and they got cards, and they got all this people dancing around in their bloomers and playing wee fairies on the maypole and all this other stuff. That's the cover. The reality of it, the Wesak, W-E-S-A-K festival, is actually very major, because the demonic realm, the fallen angels, are invoked into this festival, unknown to the majority of people there. Special ones get to see it. Saint Germain, El Moria, Sanat Kumara, many others that are fallen angels are invoked in these festivals. This one, specifically. They pick new initiates. I won't talk about this in detail probably until around end of April. I'll expose it again. Family, Satan and the fallen angels, several, appear in this place. If they can't appear because of their inability to channel enough energy, negative energy, to be able to manifest, they will channel through certain individuals and give out instructions, do assessments of where they are. This is very significant. I try to expose it every year that I can. As a matter of fact, by exposing it, I drew fire. Not really fire, but from a lady named Cameron. She did 11 videos against my teaching when I started exposing the Wesak Festival. Man, 11 videos just for little old me. They failed, but it draws a lot of fire when you start exposing it for what it really is. But they didn't want people to know. Because they're afraid of people praying against it. Of maybe infiltrating and praying against it because here's the end of it, is that if there were a true Christian that infiltrated inside that group, would pray against it while they're there, it would not allow the manifestation. So, you see, that's very significant. Very significant. And it's coming up in May. So they'll make a decision about where the New World Order is going to happen or not. They'll make a decision what how far they've gone along, what they need to do, and so forth. That's what how important it really is. It really is. Wesak Festival. Sounds very simple, doesn't it? It's not. Not at all. So are they preparing us to believe that extraterrestrials seeded life on the earth? Are they preparing us to believe that Jesus was an alien or one of these ascended masters that appears in the Wesak Festival? Oh, it's all connected. Trying to get away from the Big Bang and to placate Christians, they come up with, or actually to placate the Christians, they came up with this earth was created by intelligent design. Very sneaky. It's kind of an end around of creation by God. So we say, well, we'll just compromise and say, well, it was by intelligent design. They know very well what they're doing. Because later when they start preparing us for the extraterrestrial, that would be the intelligent design. All of a sudden, poof, there it is. See, we told you it's intelligent design. And we've been conditioned all along. And then they got the Hebrew roots movement, that Hebrew roots, the Israel, is in present today, going back to the Old Testament, at the same time saying Israel is present today, but it's not. The real Israel, talked about in the Bible, is when Jesus Christ is there, not when the Netanyahu and all the rest of them. That's not Israel at all. That's not the real Israel. Jesus isn't there. So the Hebrew Roots movement say, to compromise that, that Jesus is ruling today and from heaven. Oh, they got it all covered, man. All covered. All kinds of ways. They're linked up to supremacists, Christian identity, and all those that's connected to them. Preparing for Yeshua. Yahweh. Yahweh. You see, today the Hebrew is not Hebrew. It's some kind of Yiddish. They changed the language. The real Hebrew will go back to Israel when Jesus Christ is there and the real Israel is there. This is the truth. Hagee's wrong. Mark Blitz is wrong. I'm telling you. All of them, they're not, and it's going to be proven. Jesus is not there. Proof number one. There you go. And they got Judaism. They've got the Talmud. We've got corrupted Christianity. Man, no religion. And the church is not four walls. And the name. The church is where two or more are gathered in the name of Jesus. That's the church. Anyway. The real Jews, the real Hebrew Jews, they'll never find until it's the last, at the last minute. They won't be able to touch them till the real Hebrew Jews, 144,000, will just come out of the woodwork and like, oh, where'd you come from? They're trying to find them with a DNA, taking DNA samples and Red Cross Rothschild to find them. Hitler tried to kill them. They ain't going to find them. They ain't going to kill them. Hebrew Jews were God's chosen people. Not the Jews there today, but Ashkenazi. Which now they're telling you that that's the Ashkenazi and Khazars. They're letting you know that today. Oh, there's so much stuff going on. But they're trying to get us to say Yeshua. Now, the point I want to make is the Yahweh thing. They changed the language of the Hebrews to a Yiddish, making it Yahweh is God. But when you go back to Hebrew, it's Jehovah. a different term of Yahweh, the Tetragrammaton. They've changed the language. Yeshua is Jesus in Hebrew. Only when you're reading the King James Bible in Hebrew. English, it's Jesus. In Chinese, it's Yasu. You see, they're saying across the board, everybody say Yeshua. You know why they're doing that? Because the one fallen angel named Sananda is going to say, I am the Christ. And my name is Yeshua. So everybody's already used to it. That's the trick that they're going to pull. And then comes, like I talked today in my broadcast, the voices in the head, voice of the skull, talking to you in your head is to portray supernatural telepathy. It's called voice of the skull technology. I explained it fully this afternoon. It all comes together. As technology, can you imagine the Christians that's been in the churches all this time and don't have a clue what we're talking about tonight? What they're going to do, they're going to freak out and they get it in their heads. They see the hologram, see UFOs, and they say, well, there's Spock, beam me up. And people are going to fall away, man. And then we get really mad at the preachers for lying. That Jesus is an alien. No, he's not. He's the Son of God. God incarnated human flesh. When he comes back, there have been a whole lot of shaking. Called seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven vials. A lot will have happened before the real Jesus comes back. So are we being led to believe that they're extraterrestrials? They've got them on the news now, saying that the bad guys, oh, this is important too, along the same lines. They're going to start telling you now about the evil aliens. Sound like something on TV, doesn't it? But it's real. On the news, they're going to start talking about reptilians. Yeah. Reptilians. And then here comes the Great White Brotherhood to save the day. Now, if anybody was just listening to my broadcast or a Bible study right now, they'd think I done flipped out. I've been watching too much sci-fi. Well, that's exactly why they've had the sci-fi. So that when I tell you about it, you're not going to believe it until you see it. That's exactly how they work. And it will work that way until someone sees it and maybe he's telling the truth. Headlines all over the world about scientists discovering evidence that extraterrestrials have seeded life on this planet. You've got movies on it. Oh, but the movies were science fiction. Yeah, right. The science fiction subconsciously is translated as truth, especially when you see enough of them. The subconscious takes it all in. And the degree of possession reinforces it. Yeah. Movies, yoga, drugs, many other ways. Unmarried sex, fornication. You know what they've done? I talked today about, this is interesting, I talked today about emotions. When you have lust, anger, hate, other emotions, adultery, things like this, when you perform them, it's a desire that you have, correct? Your thought is, I'd like to steal that. I'd like to have that car. Your thought is, wow, what? Well, looky yonder. I'd love to. All these thoughts, I'd like to kill that guy. These thoughts, they're different emotions, are they not? You know what they've done? They have quantified the frequency vibration specifically for each emotion. They know how to dial it up like a radio station using ELF transmission, targeted individual. That's how that works. It's amazing. You'd be surprised how much you're protected by God. That's why every day you should thank Him and maintain your own relationship with Him. Because I don't think we have any idea how much He's protected us all. Now, soon it's going to reach a peak. you going to have more public showings? Hologram projections? People abducted more than ever. You got it in going back to 1897. H.G. Wells, War of the Worlds novel. Men to the Moon in 1920s and all kinds of things. John Dewey, a humanist, father of American education, the way to unite the world, have a common threat of extraterrestrial nature. He actually said that, words to that effect, in a luncheon one day. Ronald Reagan paraphrased it on more than one occasion, five occasions actually, about how to bring the world together would be a force, a threat against the whole world, would bring the world together to defeat this force from the outside. So family, the threat would have to come from outside this world to bring everybody together in the world. Otherwise, we're going to fight each other. And we are. I have the quote, actually, somewhere here. I had pulled it out, but I don't have it handy right now. But even Bill Cooper also cites it, this particular quote. And you can hear Ronald Reagan cite it several times on the YouTube in front of the UN on many occasions. And a graduating class of Columbia, I believe it was, he had said the same quote. He was obsessed with it. And the Star Wars project had a whole lot to do with it. Of us taking on a extraterrestrial race, being helped by another one. It's like a plot out of a movie. But this is what they're preparing us to receive. And this is the Antichrist, the false prophet, will be Sananda Emmanuel. And you know what he looks like, don't you? He looks just like what we think Jesus looks like. That's correct. Just like what we thought Jesus Christ, long-haired, blonde-haired, blue eyes, green eyes, whatever, is who we think he is. It's not. It's actually Sananda Emmanuel. And where we get that photo from, that painting, Leonardo da Vinci, was one of the main ones. In 1917, he said, John Dewey said, who of course was a professor of philosophy in Columbia University, he spoke at a record reception throughout the United States of a special mission headed by Viscount Ishii in New York. It's an Imperial Japanese mission, 1917. He said, I quote, "Someone remarked that the best way to unite all the nations on this globe would be an attack from some other planet. In the face of such an alien enemy, people would respond with a sense of their unity, of interest and purpose." That's the main part of the quote. And when Reagan was coming up with Star Wars, preparing for this battle, oh yeah, as the troops are today, that was given as a certain hint to those that knew the story, the full story. That was time. Well, it didn't happen. So the support for an extraterrestrial origin had to be held off, and it's reaching a crescendo now. Independence Day is a good example. So could it be possible that we're being prepared to believe this extraterrestrial seeded life on the planet? They tested it out in 1938 in War of the Worlds broadcast with Orson Welles. They did announce that this was a hoax, but people in the middle didn't quite catch it every time, and they panicked. You had some panic back then. It's going to be called what's called Disclosure and Day of Declaration. Benjamin Krem. Disclosure is disclosure of the alien contact. Day of Declaration, when Maitreya, the false prophet, declares himself to be a leader and declares himself to be existent to the normal public. Now, the theory that life originated elsewhere in the universe and was brought here by extraterrestrials have been around for decades, and it's called directed panspermia. So directed panspermia concerns the deliberate transport of microorganisms in space sent to Earth to start life here, or sent from Earth to seed our solar system. You know, Billy Graham said in 1993 that we would be evangelizing other planets. 93 and 97. That's what he said. He was serious, too. Francis Crick, Nobel Peace Prize winner, with Leslie Orgel, they proposed that life may have been purposely spread by an advanced extraterrestrial civilization. Well, my question would be, where'd they come from? I don't know why people don't ask those questions. This Crick, he noted that life may have originated on Earth. And it's been suggested, too, that directed panspermia was proposed in order to counteract various objections, including that microbes would be inactivated by the space environment, cosmic radiation before they could make a chance encounter with Earth, and then if they hit Earth, had to be in a certain level of the organic goo that was here. Certain levels would equal certain temperatures, and life being formed is so delicate. I don't think people understand and realize it. So he had this saying that life is billions and millions and millions of years old. They never really give you a count. And that went on for a while. As a matter of fact, there's this lawsuit going on of this scientist who got fired. Got terminated from his job because he found soft tissue on a dinosaur. So the attorney is for California State University. Now, California State University is a Tavistock-operated university, Beaver think tank in England, California State also. And Northridge, scientist, was terminated from his job because he discovered and reported soft tissue on a triceratops. And what happened was the examination of this horn under a high-powered microscope back at this college, California State. Dracus, D-A-C-U-S, says that Armitage was fascinated to find the soft tissue on the sample. Mark Armitage. Now, this is a discovery, Bacchus said, stunned members of the school's biology class and department, and even some students, because, you see, it indicated that the dinosaurs roamed the Earth only thousands of years in the past and not extinct 60 million years. Because there's creationists like Armitage. They believe that the Triceratops, the bones, are only 4,000 years old at the most. And this work, this discovery, actually vindicated his view that dinosaurs roamed the planet fairly recently. Now, what I've heard along the way in the research was that Satan was the orchestrator of these dinosaurs. Why? Because he corrupted DNA over a period of 1,550 years before the flood. And God took it away. That's the purpose of the flood. And the giants, the Nephilim, they call it NIV Bible, which I wouldn't use if I were you, but the King James, call them giants. After the flood, and after Nimrod, came the Pharaohs. And the Pharaohs were hybrids again. That's why they have the bubble heads, I call them. Egg heads. Because they were hybrid DNA. And guess what? After a certain period of generations, especially encounter with God and Moses and the Pharaohs, after that at some time, they migrated to Europe. And guess what? They became the Illuminati. Hybrids. That's why they intermarry with a different bloodline. So they got to explain all this. So in comes the extraterrestrial explanation. So they say they found some evidence supporting a theory. So out of this world, it makes others look kind of unimaginative by comparison. Really? That the earth was actually seeded by extraterrestrials to create life. Now, their findings was astrobiologist Milton Wainwright and a team of researchers at the University of Buckingham. They said they discovered a microscopic metal sphere in the dust from a team's atmospheric balloon. Where'd they get this stuff from? Now, specifically, this hair-length ball is made of titanium, vanadium, and a viscose liquid of sort, and a biological core, supposedly. So, it kind of begs the question. What on earth would a ball filled with alien goo be doing on earth? Well, according to Michael Snyder, in a report I read, he did a report. He said that this directed panspermia, can you imagine? Coined by Nobel Prize winner Francis Crick, that such objects, these objects, have been used by life forms from outside our planet to bring creation to our planet and to watch over it. One theory was sent to Earth by some unknown civilization to continue seeding the planet with life. Now, a year, maybe 2 years ago, there was a movie about this. Just another science fiction movie where these aliens would seed the planets. I mean, it's all in the movies. But they're trying to say it's real, too. Oh, boy. And I guess we could call it alien goo. And aliens brought life to our planet, not God. So then it still doesn't answer the question, where'd they come from? It doesn't explain that. I'd like to stop at one place. So they go a step further, explain the miracles of Jesus. Well, some of these Vatican scholars believe Jesus might have been a star child of an alien race. They show you today these children that are like 3 and 4 years old doing violin concertos and what have you. You also have cellos that are infants, children, that are channeled by fallen angels. Boy, that sounds crazy, don't it? It's actually documented in their own textbook. And they do have special abilities, by the way, but it's not theirs. It's the same thing as a Freemason at the 33rd degree, or those in the remote viewing that are indwelled with a demonic realm, with an entity that gives them those powers, like super soldiers. All this sound kind of crazy to you? Well, it's actually true. I'm having to summarize it because it's quite lengthy to get in detail. So I'm giving you kind of the highlight of it. They like to say that the virgin birth was in reality an abduction event where Mary was impregnated by an extraterrestrial. Oh, it just gets crazier and crazier and crazier. But this is what people believe. The Knights Templar has been protecting the baby of Mary and Jesus all along, and that's going to be the Antichrist, and oh, here we go. So beware of this one named Sananda that may appear in the future. That they're going to use him in a very major event that's yet to come. And if and when you go against it, you're not going to be very popular. Like Holocaust denial. They'll use that same ruling against those who deny this entity and call him an alien or call him a demon. That's really going to rustle up some folks. Right now, they're preparing the public to accept it. And they know that the quiet generation before the 1950s and the baby boomers may or may not accept it. So they're waiting for the children of these generations to accept this new story. They've been planning this for a long time, but waiting for the right generation for it to be made public. Well, we're really close. And then that begins the great falling away. And they determine this each Wesak festival. So then here comes Nibiru as the 12th planet in the Earth's orbit and so forth and so on. Family, just get ready. And keep your eyes on the Savior. When he starts calling himself Yeshua and you see him, we know we're in the first seal. When the great falling away and the man of sin is revealed, now you can start your countdown. 7 years later, we know that Jesus will come about that time. Now, this one called the Antichrist, he'll be a man. Daniel 7:24-25. He'll confirm a covenant for 7 years. None of this has happened yet. Not a lick of it. And watch out for a fake one. Because remember, the first event has got to be a period of prosperity. Peace and prosperity. So if it's supposed to be peace and prosperity, then that means they've got to have a major crisis before it happens. So people will want peace and prosperity. See? They'll have to create an event. So we see something coming in the near future. When it does, you'll know it. You won't need the inner tube, YouTube, to see it happen. You'll know it right off the bat. And this confirmation of a covenant, it doesn't mean that he creates his covenant. The word here for confirm in a 1396 gabar, and what that is a primitive root, to be strong, by implication, to prevail, act insolently, tough, martial, exceed or confirm, and be great, be mighty, prevail. Sounds like Nimrod, doesn't it? Put to more strength, or strengthen, be stronger, be valiant. So the Antichrist will strengthen the covenant for 7 year time span. You know, this it could be an existing covenant like Jerusalem covenant or a new covenant or drawn up at that time. Don't know. He will also arise, uproot three kings. That's from the original ten to gain political power. The original ten from the Roman Empire. Daniel 7:8. I considered ten horns, and behold, there came up among them a little horn, before whom were three of the first horns, plucked up by the roots. Behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of man, and a mouth speaking great things. What we got here is a ten nation that merges into a world government. It'll dominate. It's going to be the revival of the Roman Empire. What do you want to turn out to be? Not Russia, not China, not America, but Europe of the old Roman Empire. And this nation, the nation unit of ten, it'll merge into a world government, which we've been talking about for a long time. And he'll dominate it the whole time. I stood upon the sand of the sea, saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns. And upon his horns, ten crowns. There's your ten kings, your ten unions. And upon his name, upon his heads, the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard. Now we covered this last week, I think. And his feet were as the feet of a bear, mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him power, and his seat and great authority for that period of time. He went over them in the first seal of being a good guy. He'll clean up the environment, bring peace, prosperity. Is Obama doing that? No. Whoever this guy is, he's going to come out of nowhere. May have already seen him. Who knows? Sounds exciting, isn't it? Yeah, well, that's one way of putting it. We know that the UN was set up for this reason, and the League of Nations preceded that one. And a union like this would rule the world without having a seat of power. Whoever controls the money controls the globe. He'll also ascend to power on a platform of peace. By peace, he will destroy many. Daniel 8:25. He'll be promoted and exalted by a miracle-working religious partner. That's the false prophet. Revelation 11:13, 11, and 2. See, the Pope's trying to fit this bill, too, as a distraction. They're all trying to look like the false prophet and the Antichrist to take away from the real one and make you think that we're already in the end times events of the tribulation. Some people say we're already in the sixth seal. Some say we're in sixth trumpet. We're in neither. He was, is not, and yet is. Revelation 17, verse 8. More than likely, this is referring to a political power of sort, this cryptic type scripture. The Antichrist will have ruled, but then be taken out of power. Then he's going to rise back again. And that's to head the New World Order, One World Government. And that would be the Antichrist. That would be the revived Holy Roman Empire. I believe that China and Russia think they're going to get it, as America once did. Well, I got news for all of them. They ain't going to make it. They're going to be a major double cross. Prophecy will come true. The world government over which you'll rule will be a red or a communistic or socialist government, which is what is going on today behind the scenes. Always has. Now, the Antichrist will be preceded by seven kings or rulers. He'll be the eighth king. Now, that one's quite interesting. Because you had, when you do the countdown, there's all kinds of different ways this thing can be looked at. And this is really exciting when you talk about this one, because the word goeth in the scripture, 52:17, hupago. Hupago from 52:59 in Strong's and 52:71, to lead oneself under, to withdraw or retire, or if sinking out of sight. So literally, in the King James Bible, it's depart, hence, go away. So when you look back on it, seven world governments that have ruled. So far we've got what? Six. Egypt, Assyria, and then Babylon, then Medo-Persia, Greece and Rome. See, people don't talk about the Egypt and Assyria. They forget. Not just four, but six. So what do you think? We close or what? He will have a mouth speaking great things. Very boastful. Daniel 7, verse 8. His look will be more stout than his fellows. Daniel 7, 20. And the word stout means in 7227 in the Strums is Rab. So by contracting from 7231, abundant in quantity, size, number, risk, so forth. In the King James Bible, you have inbound, undance, captain, elder enough, exceedingly great, an increase, all kinds of, I got several things here. So you can have several meanings. So it could mean that one of the following, the Antichrist, will be larger in size than anybody else. Nimrod. That's interesting. He'll be older than anyone else, everybody else. He'll have more of a following than everybody else. And is a higher military political rank than anybody else. Or is more qualified than anybody else. Whatever it's speaking about, it's obvious when you look at him. He'll stand out among the crowd. What they're trying to say. He'll have had a fierce countenance. Daniel 8:23. He'll understand puzzling things. He'll have wisdom. He'll have knowledge. Not wisdom, but knowledge. A lot of knowledge. He will cause the craft to prosper. Daniel 8:25. Now, craft, in this meaning, is 48:20 in the Strong's, is mirma. So, from 74:11, in the sense of deceiving or fraud, the King James Bible says craft or deceit, false, feigned, guile, subtlety, treachery. The Bible says that he's the father of lies. So, his policy or success will make it possible for his deception of the world to prosper. It'll be fake. It'll be propped up. It'll come crashing down sometime in that first 3.5 years. And like God said, those that don't believe the truth, he's going to send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. This Antichrist will also assume dominating power. People always try to figure out the time and dates. Well, 3.5 years after he confirms his peace covenant, he'll continue to rule for another 42 months, but under very austere conditions, called the seven trumpets. And this abomination of desolation at mid-tribulation after the seven seals, the six seals, this is the event that signals the beginning of his final 42 months, and Satan knows he has but a short time. So that's where the wrath of God will come down the heaviest. Because he'll pick up pace here on earth to destroy mankind. You know, there's many scholars, actually, that they believe that the abomination of desolation is when Revelation 12, 7 to 10 occurs. And at this point, the Antichrist becomes possessed by Satan himself. And he forces the mark or death upon anybody and everybody. He opposes God, 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 4. He'll speak marvelous things against the God of gods, Daniel 11, 36. He'll exalt himself above all that's called God, 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 4. He will sit in the temple of God. I don't see Obama doing any of this. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 4. Or the Pope, either one, actually. They just don't have it. He'll claim to be God or an incarnation of God, 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 4. Very importantly, he'll take away the daily sacrifice from the temple. He'll declare himself to be God. See, that sacrifice will be started up again. Because remember, they rejected Jesus. So the world government, it'd be in complete anticipation of the Antichrist, which they think is their Messiah. So they'll start back with the blood sacrifices of animals. Well, this Antichrist will cause them to cease it, because I'm God, he's going to say. So you don't need to sacrifice those animals to God because I'm here. Oh, that'd be a bad day. Bad day. He will take away the daily sacrifice from the temple. He will plant the tabernacles of his palace between the seas and the glorious holy mountain. And he'll have power to make war with the saints and overcome them. Now, I want to study this one a little bit more. Because a rapture occurs, what are they doing here? So I got to do a little study on that. Revelation 13, verse 7. Oh, and we're at the end of the program here just about. I'll continue this tomorrow. Mark it right here. And we'll see how far we get. We should be able to finish it tomorrow. And see what we can put into place. You're not going to come up with anybody's name. That ain't going to happen. All you're going to have is characteristics. So when the guy shows up, you'll know the characteristics. Everybody's into naming names. Well, they're just not going to name him because they don't know unless it's by accident. I'm going to close in prayer right now, and we'll continue this tomorrow night, Bible study. Reminds you that John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, Kirkler, operates highpointradio.net, and he plays my broadcasts and Bible studies on a random basis up there. He also has sponsors that he keeps him going in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. So if you can use one of his sponsors, you can find their names on his website, watchmanforjesus.com, and use them. You see fit if you live in that area. Also, my Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. My website is watchmanforjesus.com. If I'm going to close in prayer. And then we'll see you all then tomorrow night or tomorrow. We'll hit the ground running and broadcast. Oh, got a lot to cover tomorrow. And I hope to give you some solutions. But there's not a lot of solutions. Jesus Christ will be the one to do it. Man gets all depressed because they can't do it. They say, oh my gosh, it's overwhelming. Oh my gosh, it's overwhelming. Well, no, Jesus has already dismounted. Hard to get across to people, you know. And even death is leaving the planet, getting ready for... You don't want to be here for tribulations, great tribulations. The great tribulations. Certainly in the last 3.5 years. Because if born-again Christians, you're not appointed to wrath. But we don't know when rapture is going to happen. We don't know when the tribulations are going to happen yet. So just live your life. Play good. And it's not so what. It's God help me. God listen to my prayer. God forgive me what I've done. And we glorify you. Let's close in prayer. Lord, thank you tonight for Bible study. Father, we thank you for this opportunity we have in this network. That right now, Father, we can practice. We can teach. We can learn. We can pass on what we've learned. To help develop our wisdom and discernment, these end times are coming. We pray for our veterans to guide them through these vaccines. Father, override the technology that's used to cause them to commit suicide. Father, we pray for an awakening in this country of watchmen to start preaching and to keep us strong and protected with the blood of Jesus as we do your work. This I pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Family, it's been an interesting day today. Tomorrow I'm going to hit it again, hard as I can go. So, y'all have a good night. And we'll see y'all tomorrow at 4 to 6. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed for the Watchman for Jesus program. Have a good night. God bless y'all. This is your Watchman, Thomas Scambell, and I'm signing off.
As I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
I am with you every day.